We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning, and thank you so much. My name is Bill Ryan. Let's get to our morning motivation on this Thursday morning. The theme of this morning's morning motivation is patience, because I need patience and a lot of it, especially lately. Patience with my kids, patience waiting for spring, patience waiting for my new co-host to come join me on the Q Morning Show. So today's morning motivation, patience is when you're supposed to get mad, but you choose to understand. That is so hard to do, but I'm going to keep trying to do it. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. So we've talked about social media in negative terms on this show. It can be overwhelming. I get tired of it sometimes. I need to take breaks from social media. But then sometimes social media can be used for good, as a positive force. And here's a perfect example. Cindy Tristani, she works as a cashier at a Burlington coat factory in Pennsylvania. One day at work, she misplaced her diamond wedding ring and looked everywhere for it. All of her coworkers got involved. They retraced all of her steps. They turned the store over. They could not find Cindy's diamond wedding ring. So Cindy turned to social media for help. She made a post about losing her ring, and this post was shared many times in the community. And a woman named Kate Giles saw the post. She realized that she had been shopping in that store at the Burlington Coat Factory, and she searched her bags, found Cindy's ring inside her bag, and then immediately returned to the store to hand deliver the ring back to Cindy. Cindy called Kate her angel for returning the ring, and Kate says it made her happy to be able to return the ring, and she considers that moment one of the best of her life.
The land starts their day with the Q Morning Show on Q104. Down it all
I see. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I am taking the 30-day song challenge all this month on the Q Morning Show, one of those internet challenges. Today is day number 4, and today's challenge is a song that reminds you of someone that you rather forget. And I'm going ex-girlfriend here. Not naming any names, not telling any stories, but this song reminds me of an ex and a bad breakup. Of course, it all worked out. I met someone else a year later. We ended up getting married. We have 2 kids. Spoiler alert. NSYNC, This I Promise You. Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Yesterday, I mentioned this in passing, but I want to make sure that you know, as far as who's going to join me on the Q Morning Show, things are happening. Things are moving. You're going to at least find out the name of the person on Monday, April 15th. They can't start that day, but they will be able to start soon after that. So exciting things are happening right now. My kids are on spring break this week, And I do feel kind of guilty because we really couldn't go anywhere this week or do a whole lot because, well, daddy has to work. But yesterday afternoon, my oldest son, Will, and I sat down and watched a movie. I noticed on Netflix that Dumb and Dumber is going away at the end of the month. And so I start thinking, can I watch this movie with him, Dumb and Dumber? He's 12 years old. I do this all the time when we sit down and watch movies. I try to remember all the questionable content versus how old I was when I watched the movie versus considering my son's maturity level. And so yesterday I let it happen. We watched Dumb and Dumber, and I think it was a good decision. The humor is obviously grade school level, but no F-bombs and no adult stuff that I don't want him to see. And he really, really liked it. The thing that I found fascinating is his favorite part of the movie is my favorite part of the movie. It's when Harry takes Mary Swanson skiing and Lloyd doesn't know anything about it. So Harry and Mary are on one of the hills and Mary playfully takes some snow and throws it at Lloyd. And Lloyd stops for a second and then makes a giant snowball and winds up and hits Mary square in the face. And my son falls off the couch laughing, and I'm thinking, oh my God, that's my favorite part too. I'm so proud. This is my son. All right, so we have group therapy on the way for Sydney in Brunswick. She's been dating a guy and is confused about something that just happened between the two of them. Group therapy next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
The exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Sydney from Brunswick is joining us right now. I think Sydney was inspired to get in touch with us because of group therapy that she heard the other day. And she's like, you know what? I have a question of my own. I need some group therapy. Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
So I was listening the other day and you were talking about DTR determining the relationship.
Okay.
And yeah, so I was wondering what you thought about this. So,
okay, before I hear about your problem, I have to say the whole DTR thing, like I use that phrase all the time. I don't know if this is confusing for anybody else. I will always say we need to DTR the relationship, which is incorrect. You don't need to say the relationship after DTR, right? DTR is determine the relationship. And I always say DTR the relationship. We need to DTR the relationship. And it's like, that's not right. That's redundant. So I'm saying it incorrectly. All right. Apparently I'm the only one. I'm sorry, Sydney. Please go ahead with what's going on with you.
Okay. So I've been dating this guy for like about 2 months. And I mean, I don't know what we are still. So like we see each other like 3-4 times a week, and like I'm not seeing anybody else. I don't think he's seeing anybody else, but I don't know. So the other day I tried to DTR, and you know, I wanted to know, like, are we exclusive, are we done seeing other people, are we, you know, in the right direction or whatever, that because I know like that I feel that way. I feel like I'm ready for that to happen, but he's just hard to figure out.
I'm guessing this conversation did not go well.
Well, no, it didn't. I ask him, and he's just like, let me think about it.
You asked him to define the relationship, and he said, I need some more time to think it over?
Yeah.
All right. Like, what kind of time does he need?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm just like, what does it even mean? So I just got, you know, upset and asked him what that even means, and he said that he enjoys being with me, but he's just enjoying being with me now, that he's trying to be in the moment and not overthink it.
Okay, so he did provide at least a little more explanation or try to let you into his thoughts,
if you call that an explanation.
Yeah, but you're thinking it's a red flag.
Well, I'm trying not to lose it on him because that's what I'm thinking. Because, like, I'm at the point where we need to commit or move on, but I don't want to throw it away if it's really good. So I don't know. I don't know what I should do now. I have no idea.
Okay, Sydney, it's been 2 months. Let me ask you this. Have the two of you said, I love you to each other yet?
No.
Okay. Because I'd be interested to find out what he would say. That's what you should do tonight. You should say Tell him that you love him and see what he says back. Like, I'd be interested to see what he says.
Oh, I don't know if I want to.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would give me an answer, wouldn't it?
That's nice of you to say. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Okay, okay. Whew, okay.
216-474-0104. We'll get you some help here, Sydney. We'll have a group therapy group chat next. Sydney has been seeing this guy for a couple of months. She wants more clarification on where this relationship is going. He's like, I don't know if I want to be exclusive yet. I need to think about this some more. Is that something for Sydney to be concerned about? 216-474-0104. Your calls next on the Q Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. We're in the middle of group therapy right now. That's Hillary. Hi, Hillary. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for joining on the Q Morning Show. Do you know what I'm talking about with the... it's like when you say, I'm going to the ATM machine. You don't need to say machine because the M stands for machine. So when, we're talking about DTR, determining the relationship, you don't need to say, I'm going to DTR the relationship. The R stands for relationship. So you just got to, yes, all right. So somebody understands what I'm talking about. Hillary, we're talking about what is going on with Sydney in Brunswick, who's been dating a guy for a couple of months now. And I think they've been taking it slow. And she feels good about it, except that she kind of wants more clarification on where this is going. And then had the DTR conversation. And it didn't go well because the guy said, I think I need to think about it a little more. What are your thoughts for Sydney, Hillary?
My thoughts, I feel bad saying this, but this is just a he's just not that into you situation. When I was younger, I read that book, and that's just a big red flag. And if you honestly feel like this is a relationship that's meant to be, or this person's going to be really special to you, you know, once you break it off, you know, if he in his heart feels the same, he will come back and make it right. But honestly, red flag, move on, you know, maybe somewhere else down the line if he's really your person. But right now, it just sounds like he's not.
Someone texted into the show at 216-474-0104 with this suggestion. Sydney should decline the next date or even two. Tell him she's busy with another date. And make it known to him that she's not thinking about being exclusive either, and see how he reacts to that. I don't know if you want to play that game, though.
Yeah, I think by him just saying that I just think it's a red flag. I wouldn't move forward with it. And if he really feels like it was a mistake, he will get you back somehow.
Okay. I think everybody agrees with you, Hillary. Red flag. I would suggest don't play games.
Yep. Just, get out of there.
Yeah. I didn't want to break Sydney up this morning, but that's what a lot of people are saying. This guy is not ready for a relationship. So give him space. Good luck, Sydney. It's Q104, JT.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's go. Let's meet our contestants this morning. First up, we have Erica in Kirtland, who also went to Kirtland High School. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
And you're taking on Stephanie in Berea, who graduated from Columbia High School. Stephanie, good morning and welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
All right, ladies. Best of five trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. Actor Robert Downey Jr. is celebrating a birthday today, 59 years old. The Iron Man star just won an Oscar for his role in what movie? No one?
Oh, I can't think.
That was Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer.
Oh my goodness.
That literally popped in my head, but I was like, I don't know if he's even in that.
No worries. Let's see how we do in question number two. It's a history question. In 1841, President William Henry Harrison died a month after his inauguration because he came down with what? Anyone?
This is like. Oh, yeah, Stephanie.
Stephanie, you have a guess?
Yeah, I'm just going to guess. I'm gonna put him with the flu. I mean...
The flu. Close. It was pneumonia. Pneumonia. Okay. No score after two questions. Question number three. Let's say I'm in Little Italy and I order osso buco. What is considered to be the main ingredient in that dish?
What?
No one is a fan of osso buco.
I love food, but I never heard of that.
All right. 0-3.
Oh, no.
Let's go question number four. So we're doing best of five here. I'm not even sure how we would score this, but let's give it a shot. All right, so what artist coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse this summer had an album called Rhythm Nation? Anyone?
Erica,
what's your guess?
I was just going to guess Pat Benatar.
No, not Pat Benatar. Okay. Question number five, and whoever gets this is going to win Battle of the Burbs. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In the game Monopoly, what property is paired with Park Place? Anyone. Anyone.
Stephanie,
go ahead.
I'm totally not even sure, but I'm going to say Marvin Gardens.
No, I'm sorry. Marvin Gardens, I believe, is yellow.
Right. I thought about that. I'm like, was it blue or yellow?
All right, we got to get a winner here, so let's go to the tiebreaker question to see if we can get a winner for Battle of the Burbs. Which organ inside the human body is responsible for pumping blood?
Stephanie.
The heart. The heart
is correct! All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind.
Did I just put together the most difficult game of Battle of the Burbs ever, or what?
I haven't had coffee yet, if that's any consolation.
It's possible. I'm going to talk to the boss today. We might need someone else to write these questions. I thought all of them were fairly easy. Maybe not. Stephanie, go get some coffee. We will send you Fan Expo tickets. Thank you so much for listening this morning.
Thank you.
It's Morning Show, Q104. Let's go, Lizzo.
Is that true?
It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I found this survey about being organized, and it triggered something inside me while I was reading it. It says, while 82% of people consider themselves to be organized, 29% say they have a hard time keeping their home organized, according to this new survey. That is me. That is us. I am organized, but I am so cluttery. My wife Paula is cluttery, and we are passing these cluttery genes down to our children. It says in the survey, nearly half of respondents, 48%, admit the organization of their home affects their mental health. Now, mental health sounds serious, but so I guess you could say that. But it does drive me nuts sometimes when it seems like there are things in our home that have no place. It just sits there like our breakfast bar right now. You walk into our house, you look at our breakfast bar, there's so many random things just sitting on there, like plates and vitamins and mail and a hammer. It makes no sense when you look at it. The worst is our dining room table right now. One half of our dining room table is clean and we use it to sit there and eat like normal people, but the other half of the table is a cluttery mess of graded school papers, library books, a tape measure. Nothing makes sense in our house at all. So someone sent me one of these memes on the internet. Actually, two people sent me this, and I thought it would be fun to do on the show. It's about where do you hide the paperclip? We'll get into that next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. So a few people sent me this. It's one of those internet memes, and I read it, and I was like, okay, because someone suggested you should do this on the show. And it was in the back of my mind, and then this morning, as I'm getting ready for work, my answer popped into my head. So I'm like, I'm going to bring this to the show to see if anybody has the same answer as me. All right, so maybe you've seen this. Here is the meme. You have 20 minutes to hide a paperclip in your home before the FBI comes to look for it. If the FBI doesn't find the paperclip in 24 hours, you will receive $1 million. So where are you hiding the paperclip? 216-474-0104. As I mentioned, I thought of my answer this morning as I'm getting ready for work. What is your answer? Where are you hiding the paperclip to win $1 million? 216-474-0104.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. So here's the question. You have 20 minutes to hide a paperclip in your home before the FBI comes to look for it. And the FBI will have 24 hours to look for that paperclip. If they don't find it, you win $1 million. So where are you hiding the paperclip? I have my answer. I want to see if your answer is better than mine. Let's go to Julie in Parma Heights. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you hiding that paperclip?
So my thought process would be take the front part of the refrigerator off at the bottom and glue it to that, because I don't know if paperclip is metal and they can detect it, mm-hmm. but if that's metal as well, so they'll be thrown off because of the grill on the front versus the paperclip. That's my thought process.
So fool the FBI in thinking that the paperclip is really a part of the machinery and the gadgetry of the refrigerator.
Correct.
All right. I like that one. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys mine, because I thought of it this morning as I was making my breakfast this morning. I always have a piece of peanut butter toast. I would hide mine in a jar of peanut butter. I would just take like a little knife and just shove the paperclip down inside the peanut butter jar. I don't think anybody would look there. Let's see. Joni in North Ridgeville.
I would say ceiling tile.
What is it again?
The ceiling tile.
Sewing tile.
The ceiling. The tile on the ceiling.
Oh, ceiling tile.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to picture that in my mind. So how would you get the paperclip up there? You would just tape it up there or glue it or what?
Remove the ceiling tile.
Oh,
over.
Remove the tile.
Yes.
I could see the FBI breaking down those tiles, though.
Okay.
Like for a $1 million... For $1 million, they're going to lose $1 million if they don't find this paperclip. I see them just trashing everything, going up into the ceiling, breaking things down. Okay, thank you, Joni, for listening this morning.
I wouldn't know, but I do like Julie's answer.
Julie's answer, what was her answer again? Why do
where
I forget?
She would remove the refrigerator part.
Oh, remove the refrigerator, yes. I don't know why I just forgot that. I have short-term memory today. Let's see, the texts are coming in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.